from here to eternity. So, I'm going to live forever. Living forever was never my plan, but it must be God's because I'm 98. And while I've lost a few teeth and my bladder control, keep that to yourself, will ya? I have every marble I came to Earth with in 24. Same year as Marlon Brando, be still my heart. James Baldwin, I'm nothing if not literary. And George Bush Sr., read my lips. No thank you, sir. FYI, Brando's dead. Baldwin, dead. Bush, dead. But me? I've survived depression, the great one, and several of a more personal nature. I've survived wars and rations, even survived when my husband and my son shipped home in those star-spangled boxes. That should have stripped years off my life, but no, I'm a long stretch of saltwater taffy. I always bounce back. I've tempted the Grim Reaper plenty of times. Had a backroom abortion in my 20s. Had my tatas lopped off when I got the big C. I've been slurring my words slosh, drunk as a skunk crocked, when thoughts of prohibition still sent shivers down people's spine. Don't let anyone tell you I haven't lived. I hiked the Grand Canyon. Been to Yosemite, too. Been to Rome, to the Vatican. Set my eyes on the Pope. Mona Lisa? She's damn pretty, but she's got nothing on me. I'm sharp as a tack, but I'll admit I'm not perfect. Look in the mirror, bub, neither are you. I may alter recollections, maybe switch up the math, add patience where I'd had none, subtract harsh words I wish I'd never said. Sometimes I mix up the days, Sunday for Monday, winter for summer. They turn the heat up so damn high in this place, how can anyone tell? I mix up Bill and Bob, my two older sons, and Betty with the youngest, Belinda. Bill Sr., aw, sweet honey bun, he had a thing for B names. He made me laugh so hard, until he didn't. Benny, my youngest, he loved his baseball. Dreamed of watching one game at every major league park. Made it to half, not bad for a kid of 19. Half would have to do, though. Benny didn't make it to 20. I keep his mitt under my pillow. I walk the halls at night searching for the boy. Benny was always my favorite. Scream out his name, but nobody hears. Then the doors left and right, I can't tell them apart. Corners, ceilings, and floors, the elevator hums, but which number to press? Those buttons on the elevator wall. Last week, they took away the necklaces I'd strung during art. Said I swallowed the beads one by one. Even claimed I'd tie the nylon cords around my neck. Tight. If you come close, you can still see the marks. I didn't die, though. Nope. Looks like I will live forever. Can't help it if that's really God's plan. But I miss Benny something awful. And forever is a very long time.